Thank you, Inez, for those lovely instructions. And we'll just carry these same instructions with us into walking meditation. In some ways, walking meditation is just the same as sitting meditation in that we have an anchor. And when we discover that the mind is no longer on the anchor, we just simply, gently begin again. However, of course, with walking meditation, maybe I shouldn't say of course, but with walking meditation, the anchor is different. And it partly depending on the speed in which you're walking, the anchor can be different. So classically, walking meditation is done at a slower pace. You choose a walking area, whether it's in your living space or outside, that's 20, 30 space paces, perhaps, maybe shorter, whatever feels comfortable and as your living space allows. And to slow down and very simply go back and forth. And with this slower walking, it can be really helpful to choose as the anchor, the pressure against the bottom of the feet. And you might even make a little mental note, left, right, left, right, as a way to kind of like keep the mind coming back to those sensations. If you walk even slower, you can break down the step into different parts, lifting and placing, for example. But it also might be the case that the body feels like it wants to move a little bit after sitting, then maybe to bring some of that energy up or to just bring a little bit more ease into the body. To also do walking meditation, walking at a more normal pace. And this way, walking meditation can also be a bridge to any activity that we're doing, just as Inez said, to support mindfulness of whatever we're doing, whether it's fixing meals, eating meals, or whatever it might be. So if we were to walk at a little more usual pace, maybe it feels a little bit, maybe some burdensome or difficult to be with the pressure of each step. Maybe it's more the anchor can be the feeling of the body moving through space. Maybe the feeling of the arms moving, or sometimes I use the feeling of the clothing moving against my legs, the top of my legs. So just to use that as an anchor, and then when we notice that the mind is no longer there, to come back again. A few more things to say about walking meditation is that when we're walking, our eyes are open. And the tendency might be to think about whatever it is we're seeing, of course, right? It's a natural thing. It's a natural response. And when we notice that our mindfulness is getting dim and we're no longer paying attention to the sensations in the body, can we just return to something obvious? Maybe it's the pressure of the ground on the feet. Maybe it's the experience of the body walking. If you're outside, maybe it's the feeling of the air, the temperature. But anything that feels like an easy support for you. And then maybe one last thing that I'll say is that when we're walking, it's very common to have a sense of urgency to get somewhere, as if the present moment weren't sufficient and we're toppling into the next moment. Can we notice that moving quickly is just the moving quickly? Can we notice the desire and this goal-driven activity in the mind is just one more activity in the mind that can be known as another experience? So when we notice we're moving quickly, this feeling of having to get somewhere or do something, maybe a mental note, oh yeah, wanting to get somewhere. And then just come back again to the experience of walking. So again, it can be at a slower pace or at a little more usual pace, whichever pace feels most supportive for you, supporting a continuity of mindfulness. And just being mindful doesn't have to be hard work. It's just being close to our experience and remembering what's happening. And it can be a tremendous support as we build continuity of mindfulness during the day with this alternation between sitting and walking. So my invitation is to really give yourself over to walking meditation. For some people, it's an acquired taste, but I have to say that I've really grown to love walking meditation. So may you kind of explore and find a way in which this might support you also. So half of you, or I guess a quarter of you, maybe will have practice discussions in just a little bit more than 20 minutes. And then another quarter at 11 o'clock here in California time. So 1 in 4 of you will have practice discussion. Just let you know, on these shorter retreats, that's often where people get a little confused about the schedule, is here in these or practice discussions this morning. So just check the schedule and see if you have one. And I look forward to seeing those of you I'll see this morning. I'll see you a little bit later. And Inez, I don't know if you have anything, any closing remarks or?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wishing you all a wonderful morning. Thank you.